Prime Minister Mia Motley spoke at the London School of Economics just days ago, and there she returned to the issue of reparations.
In the case of my own country, 454,342 people were said to have embarked from Africa to Barbados. 375,874 people arrived. 78,468 that were sent to come to Barbados just did not make it.
She also spoke of those born into slavery.
151,447, leaving a total, it is estimated, of 605,789 people who were affected by the institution of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade.
Prime Minister Motley observed that the post-George Floyd Black Lives Matter movement stirred the world's conscience to the point where we have seen the Church of England produce its own report on slavery.
I want to thank the Church of England for commissioning the study. And I want to thank them for agreeing to a £100 million gift. The only difficulty is that there was no conversation. And the difficulty remains that that may not in any way come to close the gap.
While noting that it was the blood, sweat and tears of former slaves in the Caribbean and elsewhere that financed the Industrial Revolution, Miss Motley also observed that on the other hand, the former planters were the ones who were compensated on emancipation.
The planters received £20 million. Indeed, that debt was only finally paid for in this century. And it just goes to show us almost two centuries later the significant amount that they received as compensation for property. But it wasn't only the £20 million. It was also the £27 million in free labour that they received between 1834 and 1838 in the period of apprenticeship. £47 million given to the benefit of the planters.
In her address to the London School of Economics, the Barbados Prime Minister pointed to the findings of what's called the Brattle Group, which calculated reparations due to countries like Barbados coming out of the slave trade.
In our own case, Barbados, the debt estimated because we were the home of modern racism. That's where it was first institutionalized, on a small rock in the middle of the Caribbean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean, 166 square miles, more or less the size of the Gaza Strip. $4.9 trillion. And in 1625, when the British settlers first landed, they continued without interruption until independence in 1966, and when we became a republic 2 years ago. These numbers, if taken out of context, can appear to be staggering. But if these numbers are placed in context, not in relation to 1 year's GDP of a country, but in relation to the total wealth accumulated over the period of time, the numbers are actually minuscule.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.